Hey Nissan, Monday the 30th of March, Binyamin Chodi, Matzah and Pas Habor B'Kisnim. Good morning everyone. We're living in challenging times. I didn't dream in my wildest dreams that when it was arranged that I would be giving shir today, that I would be giving shir from my home. But sometimes that's life. First of all, I'd like to thank Rav Dudi and Rav Avi for arranging this. And there's lots of equipment that is needed for this shir. And thank you for arranging it and being masadar it. It's been azmanim. For me, for others. But for some of us, this should really be a normal day at work. And we're told by the Prime Minister that we need to stay at home. Monday morning, the weather's not too exciting either. And things seem to be a bit tricky. I'd like to share an idea with you, just an attempt to raise your spirits a little bit. Sorry if I don't manage to do that. Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel on the base, that they wrote something called Megillas Tanis. They wrote certain days. Interestingly enough, today is one of them. Hey Nissan was one of the days that they were, Klal Yisrael had to fight against the Tzedekim, who questioned Torah Shebaal Peh. And they were nitzchoyach against them. But it was a tzara. And the Gemara tells us that they were mechavvenes ha-tzaros. They wanted to show that the tzaros are very precious. So what did they do when they had the hatzala? When they were saved from the tzedekim, they were koveya that these days are days where one can't have a hesped. And one can't have a tanis. And Rashi learns in Shabbos, what does it mean they were mechavev the tzoros? It means they were mechavev the day they got saved, the nes, when they were nitzchoyach, when they won. They came out victorious. That was the day that they cherished. And they thanked the Rabbeinu Shleilam for giving us this tremendous Yeshua. And because of that, they were koveya that it's one of the days of Megillas Tanis. If you look in the Marsha on Maseches Shabbos learns the Gemara differently. He says, Mechavenes HaTzoros means they were Mechavev the Tzora. When they received a Nitzchoy, when they received a Yeshua, they then looked back retrospectively. They looked back to the Tzora and they said, Kishem Shemavorchim ala Toiv, Kach Mavorchim ala Ra. They saw what they had achieved, the closeness they had come to the Rebbeinu Shleilam through the Tzara. And that is what made it into a day to remember for life. It was the Tzara itself that told them that they have to mechavev such a day. Because the Tzara is not there to put us down, Chas V'Shalom. Kol Da'avid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid. Everything that happens in our life is always and directly from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Therefore, when they saw the Yeshua, they were mechav of the Tzara, that they saw that the Tzara brought a Yeshua. And therefore, the Tzara that we're in right now, it might be difficult, but we have to look at it as an opportunity to come close to Rebbeinu Shleilam. How do we do that? In what way can we use this particular tzara to come close to the Rebbeinu Shleilam? I'd like to share with you an idea which I saw recently by someone called Rabbi Yitzchok Globenstein, who is a Magid Shir Daf Yomi. We've been learning Maseches Shabbos in Daf Yomi. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, that Rishus HaYochid has the dimensions that 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. These are the shiurim that make it into Rosh HaYachid. The Sfarim HaKdoshim bring down that the Shem Havaya, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, if you, there's four letters there. If you spell out each letter, the Yud is three letters. The Hey is one. The Vav is three. Vav, Aleph, Vav. And there's a Hey at the end, which is another two. You reach 10. That means the Shem Havaya is indicative of the numbers 4 and the number 10. That means that the Rosh HaYachid, the Iker Rosh HaYachid in this world, Echad Yachid U'Meyuchad, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He brings a Maral. The Maral says in his Chiddushim, the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, that we find the Rishonim ask a Kasha, that the Mishnayos of Shabbos start off with the halacha of Haitzah, Yitzias HaShabbos. And we find, on the other hand, it is the last one of the Melachas in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah goes through Lantas Melachas, and Haitzah is the last one. What's going on? And the Maral says a very short idea that the Ikar Shvisa of Shabbos is more recognized in the Melacha of Haitzah, more than any other malacha. And therefore, it comes at the end to show you that it culminates the Shvisa. But since it's the most basic one, and the most one that so brings it out so clear, it therefore comes right at the beginning of the Masechta. But he doesn't explain why. Why is it the Haitzah? There's something in Haitzah which we can see the hashgafa of Shvisa of Shabbos more than any other malacha. And Rabbi Yitzchak Loibenstein explains beautifully that the whole idea of Haitzah is that you can't take something out of your Rosh HaYachid. That's the av malacha of Haitzah. Which means that we're being taught a lesson over here, that we mustn't take things out of our Rosh HaYachid on Shabbos. This Rosh HaYachid, which is a mokum meyuchad of Ashras Ashchina, the Dalad, the Yud, the Shem Havaya. Shabbos is a day that we can spend in our Rosh HaYachid. We can bathe in the Shchina of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, even our metaltalin, even other things, should remain in the Rosh HaYachid. The Gemara in Pesachim lands out the Korban Pesach must stay in the Chabura. It mustn't be removed from the Chabura where the Korban Pesach is being eaten. And the Gemara learns out that there's an Issa Akira v'Hanocha by the Korban Pesach, and we learn it from the Issa Yitzah of Shabbos. Which is clear that there's a connection here between Pesach and Shabbos and this Nekuda. And therefore we daven that this year we should be Zaycha to be Lechem and Azvachim and Apsachim, that we can Makayim this of not being removed from Rosh HaYachid, our Korban, precious Korban Pesach. And we live in hope, we're Metzapa Yeshua. But right now, we don't know that. We're just Metzapa, we hope, we daven. But right now, we're in a Zman of coming up to Pesach. We can look at this opportunity that we're living in our Rosh HaYachid. Use it as an opportunity to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Use it as an opportunity to come close to the Echad Yochad U'Meyuchad Yisrael Kutcha Brichav Yisrael V'Raisa Chatu. We're all one. And therefore the Limud HaTorah that we about to learn today should be as chus. It should inspire us to connect. We might be locked up a little bit. We might be in lockdown. We can use it as a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hashkivah Siyach Deshmaya, that all the Chaylim in the Kehila, in the worldwide, should be Zeicha to a Yeshua, and we should be Zeicha to the Bias God Tzedek, Meher V'Yomeinu, Bukhara Mamash. The Sugya that we're learning today is the Sugya of Pas HaBava Kisnin. Just as a bit of background, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Pas HaBava Kisnin, the Brachas is Brachas Mezoinus. We don't make Hamoitzi. But if somebody eats kedei sevia, which the Paiskim say is taila on the average person of that particular person's age, how much would that person eat? Then one makes hamotzi, one makes birchas hamazon. We find in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Samaches, Sivav, Sivzayin, different opinions as to what is Pasav Baba Kisnin. And the Mechaber tells us that we have to be choshish for all the opinions. So the Mechaber in Sivav tells us that the brach is mezainis, and if you eat to shirk, they sviyu, you make a moitzi and brach samazan, like we mentioned. Then the Mechaber in Sivzayin tells us that there's three categories of Pasav Baba Kisnin. One category is bread which is filled with honey, sugar, nuts, almonds. That's the opinion of the Rabbi Nechananel, the Rajba, the Oruch, the Tur. The second case is when it's mixed with fruit juice, or milk, or honey, or oil. That's the opinion of the Rambam, Beis Yosef, B'Shem the Rambam. Rashi and Brochas, Davim Aleph on Beis, brings down both these two opinions. Then there's a third category. The third category is when you have pure water and chamesh saminim, just it's dry. This is the opinion of the Oruch B'Shem Rav Haigon. Since it's dry, therefore it does not have the normal status of bread, which is not hard and dry. Rather, it has a status of pasav baba kisnin. Therefore, it follows that pita bread or quiche or other foods would have a cake, would have a status of pasav baba kisnin. If, however, it's something very thin crackers or thin wafers, then it is not a regular pasav baba kisnin. And even if the Mechaber tells us later in Sifchest, even if you would be kaveh suda, even if you would eat kdei sviya, not just to be kaveh suda, you'd eat kdei sviya also, you'd be satisfied from it, you would still make the bracha of mezainus. There's a machlekes rishonim how to understand the meaning behind these two halachas. Why is it that pasav baba kisnin you make mezainus, and only if you eat kdei sviya you make hamotzi and you bake birchas hamazon? The Rambam in Perek, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes, talks about what Pasav Baba Kisnin is. Then he says, V'hi anik kras Pasav Baba Kisnin, afal pi shehu pas, mevorech aleh al-bori minei mezainos, v'im kovas v'dos aleh al-mevorech hamotzi. The Rambam tells us that you should know the Pasav Baba Kisnin is pas. In Halacha, it has a shame pas. It's just that because it's not the normal to be kaveh asud on it, therefore Chazal didn't allow you to make the bracha of hamotzi and make the bracha of brichas hamazon until you eat a kdei sviya. But be'etzem in din, medina, it's got a halacha of normal pas, it has a shame pas. The Rajba, in his Chiddushim, on Maseches Brachos, disagrees with the Rambam. The Rajba says, to pass habab kisnin, ki loy mevarchinon aleh hamotzi, afilu al achilas kezayis, hayne mishum de chashin leik kemishtane miminoi. We looked at it as a different min. We looked at it as a different type of bread. Meaning it's not regular pas, according to the Rashba. Because it's different, it's made differently, because it's mixed in with something else, let's say. It's mixed in with fruit juice. Therefore, it's not regular pas, and therefore it doesn't have a shame pas. It's mishtane miminoi. Says the Rajba of a teidalach, sharev pasta army, brings you a raya. Normal bread, you make hamotzi, marachel hamotzi b'kazayis. You make ready with hamot, with kazayis. You even bench. Over pasta baba kisnin, marachel hamotzi b'kazayis. It must be that the fact that Chazal told you, don't make hamotzi, it must be that it's irregular pasta. Elo kishekiveya olav su'uda, says the Rajba. Why is it different when you are all of a sudden kiveya su'uda and you eat kdei sviya? Asoi kepas da'alma. Then it becomes a regular pas. That's the chiddush of the Rajba. So we have two ways to look at this status of pas haba kisnin. Is it, but it's a regular pas? Just because it's not normal to be kaveya suda, one that it doesn't have the regular shulchan aruch of regular bread, and therefore hamotzi but samazan only said if you eat day svia. Well, because it's made differently, therefore in halacha it's treated as irregular pas. When you are eichel k'day svia, it becomes choshev. When it's choshev, then we give it a halacha, just like regular bread. One obvious nafkin minah, which is brought down in the Nishmas Adam, what happens if one by mistake made the brach of hamotzi on his pas haba b'kisnin? Now the brach of hamotzi can only be bread made on pas. So if you like the Rambam, the really it's regular pas, it's just chazal because it's different, we're not kuvea, the brach of hamotzi and the brach of brach samozen, then we can say that's only lechatchila. But b'diyavet, since at the end of the day it's regular pas, the brach of hamotzi would be chal. Another mashegin according to the Rajba, it's not pas. It only becomes pas when you're eichel k'tei svia. Therefore, if one is not eichel k'tei svia, one by mistake makes the bracha moitzi, the chayra, the bracha is pasha, the bracha is not a bracha. Another nafkin mina would be, is the chiyuv of making hamoitzi a bracha samazen when you are eichel k'tei svia, is that chiyuv d'oraisa? Or is that chiyuv derabbanan? If it's regular pas, that means min haTorah, it's regular bread. Already with a koshu. Just Chazal told you, don't bench and don't make hamotzi because it's not regular bread. That was a takanas Chazal. And therefore, if one has a suffik, if one benched or not, suffik jabon lekula, one need not go back and bench. Mashegin, if you understand that it's not regular bread like the Rajba, and the its status changes when I'm eichel k'tei svia. So when I am eichel k'tei svia, then it becomes normal bread, and now I'm mechayev midoraisa to bench. And therefore, if I forgot if I benched or not, I would be mechayev to make berachas hamazon min haTorah, and therefore I'd have to go back and say it again. Now we come to our discussion, which follows this. We'll see. What is the status of matzah? The Gan HaMelech, the Ginas Verodim in Siman Samach Dalet, says that matzah falls into the category of category 3. The category of where the Mechaber calls it in Siv Zayin, She'oisin oisak ovim yiveshim v'koisin oisam. Dry. Matzah is dry. It's hard and dry. Therefore, says the Gan HaMelech, in truth, matzah is regular pas haba kisnin, and its bracha should be mezainus. And we know that the minhag svadim is the taka they do make mezainus the whole year. But when it comes to Pesach, says the Gan HaMelech, since on Pesach, it's lachmoy shel Pesach, the bread of Pesach is matzah, therefore, it becomes, it receives its shem pas on Pesach. And therefore, according to the Gan HaMelech, even if you're not kiveya su'udah when it comes to matzah on Pesach, you would make the bracha of hamotzi. Because the Gan HaMelech goes with the shit of the Rajba. The reason why pas haba kisnin is not regular pas is because you're not eichel k'tei svia, because it's not irregular pas. But if I find you another reason that it becomes pas, because it's lachmo shel chag haPesach, it becomes choshev because that is the bread that we eat over Yontif. Therefore, it becomes pas straight away. And even if you're not eichel k'tei svia, even if you're not kiveh, you'd make hamotzi. The Shiori Knesset HaGdoila holds that matzah is not like Ovim Yevashim. Because the Metziah says, there is l'chayra, regular bread. Rather, it's like lachmonius. Where the Mechaber tells us in Sif Ches, The lachmonios oison shebliyosom ova shekarino blayish is lechem golu mavarach alav hamaitzir brach samozin. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkata Lamad Vav that it is made from pure water and flour, and even though they're thin, they do not have a status of Ka'avim Yivashim because they're very, very dry. And therefore, says the Shurik Nesak Doila, it's got a halacha of regular pas. It does not have the halacha of Ka'avim Yivashim. The Beis David Tainas, that the Metzia says that we see, the pas, that Matzah is very dry. If it's very dry, then it should have a status of Ka'avim Yivashim. To which the Beis David explains that the Shuras Nesak Doila means that sure, it becomes hard and dry, but its hardness is achieved immediately after 18 minutes. Mashenki Kamivashim, it only achieves its status, the hardness that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, is only after it's put back in the oven. And therefore it is not kosher like Pasa Baba Kisnin, and therefore it's irregular, it's like regular bread. The Beis David himself says that Ka'am Yivashim is not because it's hard, but rather because it's not derech to be kiveya su'uda. It's treated as a snack. It's Ka'am Yivashim are made to be a snack. Because they're made to be a snack, that's what gives it a status of pasa baba kistin. And therefore it's true, says the Beis David, that matzah is dry, matzah is hard, but since it is made to be kiveya su'uda, which is a similar story to the Gan HaMelech, therefore, since it's made to be kiveya suda, the bracha would be hamotzi. You could say this is only true when it comes to Pesach itself, after Pesach, where it's not lachmish or Pesach, and it's perhaps not normal to be kiveya suda anymore, you should not make hamotzi. However, it could be that since it was made, since in Nasiya it was made to be kiveya suda, and it was made to be lachmish or Pesach, therefore its status does not change, and it remains like that even after Yontif. And therefore the bracha would be Hamotzi even after Yontif. The Machzik bracha, the Chiddah, says, he learns like the Rambam, he says, no, it could be the Matzah Baba Kisnin, it could be the Matzah is regular Pasah Baba Kisnin, it could be that it does have Halacha of Kav Invasion, and Taka, only when you're Kiveya Suda, practically Kiveya Suda, it would become Hamotzi, and you would have to make Birch Samozin. And therefore, because it's not clear in the poskim what the halacha should be, the Kaf HaChayim tells us halacha, the Yirei Shamayim should always try and be kiveya suda. The Shevet HaLevi says, which is Minhag Ashkenaz, that one should try and either be Oichot Dei Sviya, or he should wash on bread during the rest of the year, which is the Minhag Ashkenaz. Minhag Sfad is to make mezonos, like we said earlier, and that actually Sfadi matzah is actually thicker, because then it doesn't have a status of pasah baba kisnin, and then has a status of lachmonios shem oven, which the Mechaber tells us is definitely bread, definitely hamotzi. So we see again that the understanding whether or not matzah might have a status of pasah baba kisnin is toiler on our shaila before, if pasah baba kisnin is regular bread or it's irregular bread. And afkimen would be, can we achieve the status of bread through the fact that it's lachmish or pesach, or the fact that it's made to be kiveya suda? Is that a reason the matzah should have a halacha of pas gomo and not pas baba kisnin? Now, we find further in the poskim a machlokes between the Magen Avraham or Kiveiga and the Matzah Shekel and the Prima Godim. The Magen Avraham asks a kasha that the Rambam paskins that you can be yotze yachiv of matzah with matzah which has fruit juice inside it. Some learn it's only b'diavad, but mice, the Rambam says you can be yotze. However, on the other hand, we find that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, which is the Rambam Shitta, that Pas HaBaba Kisnin is when it's mixed with fruit juice. And therefore, asks the Magen Avraham, there's a raya from the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Zayin, that the bracha of Hamotzi and Birch Samozin is toiler on whether or not it has a status that you can be Yotzi a Chiv of Matzah. The Gemara says, if I can be Yotzi my Chiv of Matzah, then it has a status of pas, and therefore the bracha would be hamotzi, and the bracha would be birch samozin. Says the Magen Avraham, if therefore should follow that if I can be yotze my chiv of matzah with pasap with matzah which has fruit juice inside it, that's a raya that it's regular bread. That's its pas, and therefore it should follow that it should make hamotzi. The Rekvega understands that the Magen Avraham's raya is from the case of oyreis. The Gemara says that by oyreis that it is not regular pas because you can't be yotze your chiv of matzah. And therefore, you don't make hamotzi. Says the Kirega, there's no right. Oyreis is completely not bread. Even if you're kivei asuda, you wouldn't make hamotzi. Mashegi, when it comes to matzah, since if I'm kivei asuda, I would make with fruit juice. Since if I'm kivei asuda with oichdei svia, I would make hamotzi and brach samos. And that's a raya, says the Kirega, that really it's passed all along. Because he goes like the Rambam. Really, it's passed all along. If it's passed all along, it's just the chesaron is it's not normal to be kaveh asuda. If it's not normal to be kaveh asuda, then that's the reason why I don't make hamotzi and I don't make brachas hamazon. But really, it's normal pas. If it's normal pas, that's why I can be yitzim achiv of matzah. It happens to be I don't make hamotzi and I don't make brachas hamazon because it's not there to be kaveh asuda. The prima godim, the machsas shekel, understands that the souls are brought down by Prithim Galim. He understands that the raya of the Magen Avraham is from the Gemara Lama Zayin on base, where the Gemara talks about chavitza, the Gemara talks about piruin, which they used to put breads, they used to break it up into small pieces and they used to put it in their pot. The Gemara wants to say that only if the crumbs, the piruin themselves, is the shikha zayas, then the bracha would be amoitzi and the halacha would be that I make brachas hamazon, right? And the Gemara brings a raya that lokat mekulam, the Gemara says, if I'm lokat a kazayas collectively from these peruin, I would be yotze machiv of matzah. And the Gemara says, therefore, if I bench and I would make the bracha of hamotzi, and I would, if I'm echakdei svia, I would make brachas hamazon. Therefore, he understood that's the round of Magen Avraham. So you see the matzah and brachas hamazon hamotzi are toile habaha. Says the Achshaka and the Prima Godim and the Lechem Mishnah, again, there's no raya, because Peruin is something which is derech to be Kiveh Asuda. It's just that I've got a problem, I don't have a Shir of Kazayas. So the Gemara says, if I have a Shir Kazayas, then it would become regular matzah, and then I would make Hamotzi and make Bech Samozen. Mashenki, when it comes to pasta baba kistin, matzah which is mixed with fruit juice, it's not regular. It really is regular pas. It's just that the problem is it's not derech to be kiveh asuda. Therefore, since it's regular pas, that's why it can be yitzim achiv of matzah. But since it's not derech to be kiveh asuda, therefore, I would not make hamotzi. I would not bench. Clearly, we see that they're arguing again in this same machlekes. The Magen Avraham takes on. The Magen Avraham takes on that it is not regular pas. He learns like the Rashba. Pas of a kisten is not regular pas. And it only becomes regular pas when I'm kiveh asuda. Once I am kiveh asuda, it becomes regular pas, minat Torah. And therefore, it only achieves that shame pas when I eat the amount that would be kiveh asuda. And therefore, once it has a halacha of pas, then I would make hamotzi and brich samozon. Mashenkin, the other poskim took on that no, pas above a kistin is regular pas, like the Rambam. And therefore I can be into mechiv of matzah. But that's not a raya that I should make hamotzi and brach samozen, because since I'm not being oichok de svia, it does not have the chashivas to make hamotzi and brach samozen. We find further that the Magen Avraham says that if you have pas, which is mixed with egg, so bread which is made with egg, he says that there's no problem of bishul akum, and if he's arrived from Toizus in Beah says that, Toizus says clearly that such a pas, you would not have a problem of bishul akum, says the Magen Avraham, it must be that it's pas nachta, and there's no problem of bishul akum. And therefore, the bracha would be hamotzi. That's a raya that's regular pas. Says the Kivega, there's no raya. La'ayla b'meik mezainus. Taisa says there's no problem with bishul akim, and there's only no problem with bishul akim when it's pas. The answer is that it is pas. It's just that it's irregular pas in the sense, not that in the halach doesn't have a shame pas, but rather because it is not derech to be kiveh suda. But it is be'etzem pas. And therefore, even if the bracha would be mezainus, it could still be that it doesn't have a din of bishul akim, because be'etzem it's regular pas. And therefore, we see clearly again that the Mogen Avraham is a shitasai, that he understands that it's irregular pas and only achieves its status of pas after we are oichok tesviya and make a moitzi. If you're oichok tesviya, then you make a moitzi. And the other paiskim disagree with this. The other paiskim say, red beds and it's regular pas. And we've seen a number of nafkiminas. And amidst Hashem, the chus of limit ha-taira, just to finish off, that the Chok Yaakov tells us the halacha is that you cannot eat on Erev Pesach any matzah which you would be yotze your chiv on Yontif, your chiv deraisa of achilas matzah. You would not be yotze if any matzah that you would be yotze your chiv with. Such a matzah you cannot eat on Erev Pesach. Any matzah which it's got states of pas above a kisnim that you would not be able to be yotzei yachiv matzah, you would be allowed to eat that until Shah Asiris. The Chok Yaakov says that the message here is, he brings from the Levush, that there's the Gemara, the Chazal tell us that somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach is kabbal our sasa beveis chamov. We make Sheva brachas by a chasen and kala, and there's at least Sheva brachas on the night of Seder night. The matzah is indicative of the pure matzah. It's just water. It's just flour. It's only asan hakadosh baruch hu. Again, we're going back to our shasai yachid. It's kutcha bricha v'shal v'raisa chatu. We're one with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and therefore Pesach is as man to come close to Hashem, and therefore it's kiddu w'mari hakadosh baruch hu, and therefore the Sheva Brachas, there's more than Sheva Brachas, but there's at least Sheva Brachas, it's connected with getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. And therefore, somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, he cannot wait, he can't anticipate this beautiful opportunity to become Meyuchad to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Such a person is Kabbal Arusasa Beveis Chamov. We should all be Zeichem, it's Hashem, this year to, there should be Yeshuas and Nechamas, and all the chaylim should be nisrape, and amidst Hashem, this year we should be zoicha to be lechom and azvachim and apsachim. Shkoyach. Thank you for listening.